Hey, we are here. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. Patricia Spisley will be here shortly, Lansing City Council President. We'll find out why the council is not able to pass a resolution to declare Lansing a sanctuary city. It's been going on for weeks now. We'll also talk about why now the number of older Americans taking psychiatric drugs has doubled, even though most of them have no mental health diagnosis whatsoever. What are they up to? Let's start with Patricia Spisley, Lansing City Council President. Patricia, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what? Now you had a four-hour meeting on this yesterday about making Lansing a sanctuary city. What's there to talk about for 4 hours?
Well, most of it was public comment. I mean, we had a number of groups there, and so most of it was on public comment.
Okay, and what kinds of comments were you hearing?
We had comments for and against. The resolution that we had before, which wasn't a resolution for sanctuary cities, it was a resolution that reaffirmed that Lansing is a welcoming community.
What's the difference there?
Well, you know, I think we drafted a resolution based on input from our city attorney, and so it was determined that, you know, a welcoming city, a safe community, was the theme that we wanted to go with. We recognize and we celebrate diversity in our community, and we wanted to reaffirm that.
So is that different than a sanctuary city?
You know, to the definition of sanctuary city, where some people are calling a sanctuary city where communities have taken a stance that they're a haven for undocumented folks, mm-hmm. That they're going to take specific steps to protect undocumented folk from immigration. The city of Lansing is a welcoming community.
Yeah, how do you feel about the issue? Do you think we should be protecting undocumented immigrants here?
I think that as president of Lansing City Council, my role is to, you know, do what's best for the city of Lansing. When we're having our city attorney tell us that there are ramifications to designating ourselves as a sanctuary city, when we have our Lansing Police Department expressing concerns for the designation of a sanctuary city, I have to take that into consideration, and I have to listen to that.
What are the repercussions if we do become a sanctuary city then?
Well, I think the repercussions are what everybody's talking about. You know, President Trump has issued an executive order. There is a House bill introduced says that it will take away revenue sharing from communities who, you know, implement policies designating them as sanctuary cities.
Now, as a council member, could you face any criminal repercussions for allowing this to move forward?
I don't think so. I think, you know, I think that the concern would be potential legal challenges, potential loss of federal funding, potential loss of revenue sharing.
Okay, so why not just take the vote this down, and we just become a welcoming city rather than a sanctuary city? What's the holdup there?
Well, the resolution as it was written was a welcoming city, a safe community, mm-hmm. and I was prepared to move that resolution, but it was clear that there was a lot of questions and a lot more information needed to be investigated by our city attorney, and he had asked for that time initially, time to look at the House bill, time to see, you know, how the executive order played out. Right. And so based on that information, we thought it was prudent just to step back.
I should note too, Patricia, there were amendments that were voted down yesterday. Jessica Yorko, council member, she wanted to add amendments that said Lansing police officers, they should not ask about immigration status. They shouldn't pursue somebody because of immigration status.
Right.
Why was that all voted down?
Well, because the city council doesn't have the authority to do that. We don't have the authority to establish policies and procedures for the Lansing Police Department. That's the responsibility of the police commission. You know, our charter.
What about the marijuana
clear.
Ordinance? Didn't that dictate how police officers should deal with people with marijuana in Lansing?
The difference is we were establishing policy and procedure through a resolution. The ordinance is, you know, it's a little different where you're drafting an ordinance where there are, regulations and consequences for regulations, but through the Lansing City Council, through resolution, cannot direct the police department or establish policies for the police department. We don't have the authority to do that.
Yeah, do we know what the policy is right now in the Lansing Police Department in dealing with undocumented immigrants?
Well, the mayor has been clear that, the Lansing Police Department does not, on a routine stop, they do not ask for immigration status. If they pull you over, if you're speeding, they do not ask you for your immigration status. Mm-hmm. The mayor has been clear that, we do not participate in routine roundup of undocumented immigrants. Now, if there's a violent criminal out there, the Lansing Police Department will do their job, and that's regardless of immigration status, as it should be. But as a rule, they don't ask for immigration status. No, the Lansing Police Department.
Should note, during the meeting last night, there were members from the group By Any Means Necessary. Also, Black Lives Matter was there. Are they okay with us being a welcoming city? Is that enough? Or?
No, it is not enough for them, and they were quite vocal in their opposition to that.
Okay, so your prediction is what? In the end, what's going to happen with this resolution?
Well, I've been clear that there are certain things that we can and cannot do as a city council, and I will not change in that. We cannot direct the Lansing Police Department to do anything. We can't say they shall. We can't make them do anything. And so any language that's proposed as part of the resolution that will direct the Lansing Police Department will not be included in the resolution.
Now, is this unique to Lansing? Because we hear other cities becoming sanctuary cities. Is there something here in Lansing that doesn't allow for that power?
It's all about your city charter, and it's all about what your city charter allows. Some city charters don't have a police commission. There are some cities that have, the strong mayor system like we do. Some have weak mayor systems where they have city managers. We have a police commission, and the city charter is clear that the police commission sets policy and procedures for the Lansing Police Department. Now, there may be another community that doesn't have that structure. It's all about what is authorized in the regulatory structure of that community.
Okay, one last thing. When we say we're a welcoming city, so are we welcoming to undocumented immigrants?
I think what we're saying is that we recognize and we recognize that diversity is important in our community. We recognize that, that's what makes us great. That's what makes us strong, a diverse community, and that,
that we
are welcoming of all nations and all immigrant status.
Okay.
Yes.
Even undocumented ones. Okay. Go ahead, Patricia. One more thing.
Our diversity is our strength.
Patricia Spitzley, she is the Lansing City Council President, giving us the update and the vote. When do you think the vote's going to actually happen on this to finalize it?
I don't know. We're going to give the city attorney the time that he asked for initially to look at how the House bills are going to roll out, how the executive order is going to play out. Mm-hmm. And we need to give him that time.
Makes sense. Patricia, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you. Yep.